How to have a successful background screening. Most business establishments are conducting background screening as standard process normally before the official employment. Usual background investigation includes your criminal records, financial report, and school background or employment history. Credit history, which is a vital part of the screening, will show various public records. These are normally known as adverse public records, wherein it consists of tax debts, civil suits, and bankruptcies. In most cases, bankruptcies will be visible on your record for the minimum of 10 years, while the unpaid tax liens will stay on your files indefinitely or without any specific years. And on the other hand, a background check normally comprises employment verification. For this, the party performing the background screening will either contact a company's human resources department directly to do verification or communicate with a third-party company that preserves employment records for the firm. Bigger firms usually use third-party companies since they do not have an ample time to do the investigation. And while the withholding regulation varies widely, most third-party companies maintain and preserve records up until 7 years after an employee's removal from the company. If you are aware about several issues on your record and think that it will affect your application, here's how to have a successful background screening. 1. Asking for your written consent is mandatory in all kinds of companies before screening your history, or if not, you are free to file legal complaints regarding this matter. 2. Do a personal background check before applying for a job. This will save you from possible issues and will let you aware about your history. If there will be any incorrect information, you will have enough time to correct it. Visit your former colleges and ask for your school records, or call your local police departments and verify if you have any violations, regardless if it's minor or major offense. 3. If the outcome of the background check will be negative, you have the right to defend yourself. Make a concrete and comprehensive explanations why all those things happened and reassure the recruitment officer that you are sincerely moving on from your previous mistakes. 4. Tell the fact no matter what. You will get yourself into big trouble if you keep on denying certain issues on your past. Instead, be brave enough to tell the entire stories, and who knows, your possible employer will be amazed by your courage and give you another chance. If you want to find out more about background screening, do not hesitate to visit us on www.intellify.com or call us at 800-409-1819. Thank you.